You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about the mess. We got some messy stories here, and with me are two of the messiest people I've ever known, Angela and Amanda. There they are, pretending to be asleep. Already bringing the tea, bringing the drama.
Shut up, Dad. You're crazy.
But what would you do if we were asleep?
Yeah, that would have been so fun. Did you believe it?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hang out with your friends and then they'd be like, let's all be asleep when she comes back from the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, never, guys.
Never that good. It never really works out.
So it's all about messy stuff.
Take your pancakes out. It's Saturday morning. What? Nobody ever takes pancakes out of what?
Take your pancakes out.
It's Saturday morning. Welcome to Reddit Stories. I don't know. I'm thinking about like a funny. Where are they taking them out from?
The cupboards?
They don't cook pancakes in the oven.
Look, these stories are going to get messy, so let's get ready. Here we go. Our first story. This comes from True Off My Chest. Also was posted on Spilled Spiced Tea, a Reddit I've never heard about. But I'm guessing it's for
spilled tea.
Here we go. I think my husband's mistress thinks he is richer than he actually is. My best friend thinks I am a douche because I am keeping silent. Husband in quotation marks because we are not married legally. Throwaway, please let me vent here. He's 39. I'm 39. Mistress is 29. My best friend is 39. We have been together for 14 years, living together for 11.
So much exposition.
Yeah.
I know.
Is there four people?
So there's four people involved. So she's talking about her husband. She says, we have been together for 14 years, living together for 11. He came and told me that he was in love about 3 weeks ago. I was surprised at the lack of fucks I had to give at receiving such information. I did love him, but maybe my love has always been conditional and its survival depends on it being reciprocated because it literally vanished the second he confessed to me that he was in love with another woman. He didn't want a separation, but to maybe open the relationship or let his feelings for her subside. I said it was over. It was like I never had feelings for him ever. He was taken aback by my indifference, which I thought, the audacity. Did he want me to be hurt and suffer? I told him that he should be relieved that he didn't cause pain. Instead, he has been sulking since. Last Friday, I got home and his mistress was there, sitting in my kitchen, sipping my tea. I felt nauseous because, seriously? I told him that this wasn't civil at all and to never be in my home again or I would call the cops. I went to my room and I heard her yelling at him for not standing up for her. Then I heard her saying something very curious. Why haven't you kicked her out yet? He was trying to tell her to lower her voice, whispering, later. We can discuss this later. She left and he came to me apologizing. He said, we didn't have sex here if this is what you're scared of. She just dropped by because I was working from home today. I told him that he had until the end of March to move out and to find somewhere to be during the weekends. This morning, I changed all the locks. From now on, he isn't allowed in my place during my working hours. So if he starts later or finishes earlier, he needs to wait for me to come home and let him in. But his mistress's words stuck with me, so during the weekend, I have been stalking her social media. I think she thinks that he is rich, or at least that he owns my apartment. I think she also thinks that my parents' summer house and boat are his. Unfortunately, the loser has taken her there, probably bragging about his wealth because her hashtags were all about the good life. I was telling my best friend all of this, but she was more agitated than indignant on my behalf. She told me that he was scum not telling mistress the truth. I agreed. I know, right? But then she said I was no better, not explaining to her his situation either. I was dumbfounded, but she was serious. I told her that this wasn't my job to bring back mistress to earth. My best friend got very angry and demanded that I give her mistress's username so that she could warn her. No, I said, she called me a bigger douche than he is then. I don't know what's going on with these people. Have they gone mad or have I? When did our moral compass go askew like this? Can someone tell me that I am not insane? What a crazy situation.
I also love that it's just mistress.
So mistress is there. The mistress clearly thinks he's rich, but he's using all of her things.
Yeah.
Bragging about it.
But why the moral compass needing to be about...
No, the friend is weird.
The wife.
Yeah, what's going on with the
friend? You have to warn him.
The friend is saying...
The friend said
Friend's saying, you need to tell the mistress that
he's not
rich. Actually not rich.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand what that...
You don't have to look out for her
at all.
She's fine. That's not a lie that she needs to be warned about, right? Like, I think if he was, like, crazy or dangerous or something, it's like, hey, you should tell her that he's crazy.
It's like, he steals money.
No, he's just, he's, like, she's also hopping into a really messy situation knowing that he's married or in another relationship. Like, if already you know someone's kind of a liar and a backstabber in that kind of way, you can't be too surprised if it turns out they're lying to you about something.
This is messy.
It's just super messy, but
literally,
like all these people are kind of willingly, like, or the mistress is kind of willingly in this weird situation. She's doing the right thing by just kind of pushing it all away.
Really? I think that she should talk to both of them at the same time and go, I just want to get this straight. You guys know that that house is mine and this apartment is mine.
I guess I support that only in case this gets trickier if he continues to pretend and that's going to be more invasive of her life. You know, she doesn't owe anyone anything, but, like, doing it as a means of just, like...
But if they're going to her house...
Oh, yeah. I think she's assuming that they've gone there. Maybe not.
The good life. What a cringiest hashtag.
I know.
I don't understand.
She likes rich things because the hashtags she
the
uses.
The good life?
I've never understood, like, there's a lot of times people don't understand, they don't know that they are the other person, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I understand that. But to willingly go and be like, oh, this person's married, and I'm with them, and I'm gonna be in a relationship with them. I've always thought that's a little crazy.
Me too. Yeah. Sometimes it's not the person, it's not the mistress's fault, but that person that they're dating could make them feel like they're the only one.
Is just kind of really love bombing them, telling
them. Or just manipulating them, being like, give me another month or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave her. You're the one. And that makes them feel empowered to be like, I know I'm the other woman, but he loves me. It's usually what I feel like I see in television, movies, and stuff.
There doesn't feel like there's a lot of context here.
No, it's a very, surface story in many ways, but still.
So weird to be like, you have to tell him he's not rich.
Yeah, she doesn't have to warn the girl at all. That's on him.
Her saying she's worse than her husband is...
What's going on with the friend? Sure.
The friend's weird.
The friend needs to take a shower because she's messy.
Is the friend friends with the mistress?
You know, she sounds like just she's got very strong morals in her own way, and she feels very strongly about it. That's fine to believe that she should tell the mistress, but to say you're worse than your husband who's literally having an affair and all this stuff is
Did the friend have an affair with the husband before?
And maybe she was like, I fell for the boat.
Yeah.
I don't want her to
She's like, wait, that house is yours? Oh, fuck.
Bunch of comments here. If the other woman had been completely unaware he was married, telling her would be the right thing to do. However, she clearly went into this relationship with your husband knowing he's married. So fuck her. She can find out the hard way. OP responded, she knows who I am since she works with him and he wears a wedding band. Someone else said, your soon-to-be ex-husband sucks, and honestly, I don't think that's your friend. Imagine sticking up for the mistress rather than trying to make you feel a bit better. Whether or not you are devastated, you may end up feeling it later on or not at all, but regardless, your friend should be there for you. I'm sure you're getting your ducks in a row. I'd reconsider this friendship if I were you. The audacity of your husband to have his mistress there and her delusion thinking he could argue with you about it. They can live in squalor together. OP said, yeah, I was actually very hurt by her not being indignant on my behalf. It stinks. I have always been on her side during all her breakups since we were teenagers. Damn her, really.
It stinks.
Yeah.
The last time I've said it stinks.
It stinks.
That seems missing.
Lastly, someone said she was upset because she actually believes she has already won. He told her it's his apartment and that he will be kicking you out ASAP. She thought she was sitting in her new apartment at her kitchen table. She actually thought you were the outsider. I can't wait for her to find out the truth. Please update us when this shit hits the fan. And congratulations on standing up for yourself. This is the most satisfying post I've read all day.
Whoa.
I will say it's interesting her talking about, like, as soon as she found out he was having an affair, she's like, I just lost all feeling and I don't care. I'm like, that is like a
what is that about?
That is a real response that some people have, but it's like, that's going to hit you eventually, yeah. Probably.
Well, it's hitting her. I think it's hitting her.
I think it's hitting her probably more than she's realizing. It's easy when you get on and you write to be like, I didn't feel anything and I don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah. And then all night you check the comments.
Yeah, it hits in different ways for people. Someone also said, your friend sucks for caring more about the woman who chose to help hurt you than about you. OP said, I am having suspicions now about how her and her husband's relationship started, to be honest. Yeah. He was married once before, but from what we understood at the time, he was divorced way before she met him. Now I'm not sure, or why would she be so empathetic to mistress?
The best friend is his ex-wife. Right. No. The wife used to be a mistress.
No. The best friend.
Hey, this is messy.
No.
We're gonna figure this out.
No, sorry. The OP is saying that her friend's husband was married before, so she thinks her best friend might have been a mistress at one point.
Wait. Oh.
So her best friend is relating to the mistress.
To the mistress. Oh, it's not as complicated as we made it.
Yeah.
No, that's what she's saying. She's like, oh, maybe this was a situation she had lived
a mistress
through.
Knows a mistress.
Yeah.
A mistress supports a mistress.
A mistress can find a mistress.
I can't wait to figure out what mistress's name is.
Yeah.
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 Messy.
Very messy. Very weird.
Wow. Update?
No update.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
But guys, we're moving on to... Oh, we're moving
that's
on
it?
To it.
That's to a it. Hitter? Wait, what are we moving on to?
As someone who's been on Reddit a long time, these types of posts I have seen all the time.
Oh my God, here we go.
It is a tale as old as time on Reddit. It's a tale as old as time, I think, in general. Unfortunately, here we go. It comes from the subreddit, Today I Fucked Up.
Oh,
guys,
be a stupid idiot.
No, it's a tale as old as time. Get ready.
Okay.
Today I Fucked Up by agreeing to a threesome with my best friend.
Oh, time. That's a Disney movie.
Truly. Yes.
Threesomes.
I have seen this post, or similar types of posts, so many times, and they are always so similar that the comments are all at this point just like, well, here we go again.
It's a couple bringing in one of the best friends.
Let's see, because it's...
Let's see. I mean,
no,
it might be
No,
different.
I think this is different.
Might
I think
be
this,
messier.
I think this somehow might be worse. No, it's always seems like it goes wrong. I
could be good.
I, a 19-year-old woman, and my best friend,
19.
Eva, a 19-year-old woman, have been inseparable since fifth grade. Her and I are polar opposites. I'm mixed on the shorter side with brown eyes and hair and a bit chunky, I'll admit, while Eva is white, blonde hair, green eyes with a lanky athletic build. She's very extroverted. I'm on the shy side. She's the one that got all the boys' attention. I was the supportive best friend. I've always thought she was the most attractive girl I've had the pleasure of meeting. Earlier last week, Eva said she's been watching a lot of threesome porn and started having thoughts about being with another girl. I'm bisexual myself and pretty shy when it comes to sex, as I only lost my virginity last year and have had one sexual partner since. Eva, again, is the exact opposite. She's been sexual since her early teens and has been open about her sex life. We have always joked about being gay for each other. We give each other a quick peck on the lips when we have to go after hanging out. And we even made a pact that if we're not married by 30, we'll marry each other. So this led to me jokingly saying that we should have a threesome with someone to find out if she's bi or not.
I'm just joking.
And she seriously agreed, which I obviously didn't turn down. We decided to make a Tinder account with both of us explaining how we just want someone, preferably a guy, as per her request, to join us with no strings attached. After finding a suitable match, we met up beforehand to explain the boundaries and rules we talked about. The next day would be when it all happened. For me, it was a great experience, and afterwards, Eva agreed. Now, as much as me and Eva are opposite, one thing we absolutely do have in common is our taste in men.
No.
I don't want to sound pretentious, but I do feel the man paid a bit more attention to me than Eva. Oh. Later, the guy we were intimate with gave me his number afterwards while Eva was cleaning up in the bathroom. I thought he did the same with her. This is where it all falls apart. After the fact, she said she knew she said no strings attached, but she wanted to see the guy again. I, of course, told her to go for it, but when she checked on Tinder to message him, he was unmatched. She wasn't too happy about it. I just said to text him, and she said she didn't have his number. Confused, I said, well, he gave it to
me. I have it.
Yeah. Confused, I said, well, he gave it to me. She got absolutely furious, saying how that was selfish and rude, that I was trying to keep him for myself, and I wanted too much attention from men. I tried to explain that I thought he had also given her his number, but she wouldn't listen. We haven't had a fight this big ever. She hasn't called or texted me back since then. I feel like such a bad friend for letting a random person come between us like that.
Ow.
I will admit I did text the guy telling him the situation, and we have had a couple of conversations since. I just don't want 8 years of friendship going down the drain, especially if it's my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your friend.
Fault.
It's not your fault. It sounds like all those times that she was a supportive friend and got the guys, it sounds like she never even let you get the guys.
She's not used to not being the chosen one.
Not being the chosen. This threesome went very differently than most
others. Me too.
Most posts.
I thought you were going to say it this way.
Hey, what?
Stop that.
Hey, what?
And I won't say to cut it out. You can leave it in because it's a simple mistake. I thought you were going to say, this threesome went very differently than the way I thought.
Than the way that this threesome is going.
don't do that.
Most?
Oh, keep it in.
I think we all knew what we thought we were getting into.
This is different.
We thought, because most stories are about a couple who then have a threesome, and they always choose someone that they know.
Yeah, never.
And it always goes wrong.
She was a no-name off the street.
The call
and even
was
then,
within the house.
Like, it's...
The problem wasn't with the third. It was with the two.
The two.
I know.
We had to open the
And you know
trunk.
What? Honestly, the problem was very different than what I was even expecting in that case. The problem was existed before.
Yeah.
This setup is relatively fine. Like, you're two friends, you're in college. You have a threesome. And then that person, it's like, if that person that is a stranger happens to be into one of you, it's just like, that's how it goes.
I also thought they were going to be into each other. Like, if it sounds like they...
I know. It was a weird setup.
But then I think power dynamics got in play.
I don't think this girl even gives a shit. I think she cares about being the one in power.
Yeah, exactly.
What were their rules? Because they needed to talk about that.
She didn't talk about... I highly doubt they laid out any ground rules.
My theater teacher... This is literally my
Hello?
Theater... My theater teacher used to say this. She used to say... Or not my theater, it was like my acting teacher. I don't remember. Somebody told me this in college. Everything in life is about sex, and everything in sex is about power.
Well.
It is?
That's a Michael Scott quote.
Wait a second. I don't think all sex is about power.
And I don't think all life is about sex. So
I don't think you should take sex advice from your acting coach.
Well, I think all life is about
coach.
Sex.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'll be honest. I don't know what life advice you should take from an acting coach.
We're analyzing a play.
It's me. Your acting teacher, life is sex. Sex is power.
But I think this has nothing to do with the girls, who I thought were in love. I think it has to do with that girl and her ego being damaged.
Yes.
And I think it got in the way of what could have been a really special moment.
Yeah.
No, it sounds really sad. I mean, the way this girl's describing it, just like, I haven't had many partners. I'm shy. I feel insecure. Yeah. And then this guy happens to be into her, and her friend just cannot handle it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she did anything. It's just this guy gave her her number, didn't give her her number. It's pretty clean cut right there. Can't really.
He liked her. One girl got a call back. The other one didn't.
She needs to. I think, unfortunately, at 19, it's like, you need to reevaluate
cast list is
this
up.
Friendship. Because yeah. This friend is going to continue to want to take from you.
Yep.
And not. And the comments seem to agree.
Yeah.
That's freaking garbage. You didn't let a dude come between you. She did. She got mad that he preferred you.
Yep.
You weren't trying to keep him. You encouraged her to go for it. She should be happy for you, not mad at you. 6,000 upvotes. Someone said, you did nothing wrong. Give her some time to cool off. But if she refuses to move past this, then the friendship wasn't as strong as you thought. I am sorry this happened. Fighting with long-term friends always sucks, and I hope she comes around.
It sucks.
Lastly, someone said, I do not want to drive a deeper wedge into your friendship, but just ask yourself this question. Has your friend, consciously or unconsciously, been friends with you only because she feels better about herself when she's around you? Because according to you, you've always been encouraging towards her, and she always had all the attention, and she now is not able to digest it the minute you are getting a little attention over her.
That's a good one.
You could read into a lot of like why she wanted to have a threesome with her. It's just like, is it this thing of wanting to feel better? Like,
yeah, would she have a threesome with anyone else who she thought was like maybe hotter than her?
Yeah.
I
think she underestimated like a lot of guys, like the male gaze is different than what she probably thought. And it's just like, this guy was into her friend. It was into the OP, like,
and this friend cannot handle it.
I don't know, this guy they both like, that was both their type, was into OP.
Can you imagine going on Tinder and seeing that post? We just want a guy, no strings attached, two hot girls. Can you imagine their inbox?
Back when I was single, I'd be like, I'm gonna get murdered. That's a murderer.
Yeah. Wow, I'm glad I'm not a dude. I probably would have died in the first 5 seconds. I would have been like, that's awesome.
Well, in this case, it would have worked out.
Actually, it would have been great.
OP said in response to that last one, I personally don't think so. She's been just as helpful and encouraging to me in the past. I'm very secure with how I look, but she is admittedly the prettier friend, but she has always helped me with my self-confidence.
Okay. I'm thinking a lot here.
Yes.
Where sometimes, and I wonder if this works in male friendships too, but in female friendships, I've noticed sometimes there's, or just in any friendships, I'm sorry, it has anything to do with that. It's like, who is hotter has more power sometimes. Even in just like when you're like two girls growing up and you're like, yep. Oh, the hotter, she gets it because more boys like her. And and she has the better clothes and she is the prettier one.
Yep.
So yeah, like I just remember always being the friend, right? And like it was like the hot girl was like the one that called the shots and made the things. And it just seems like she was the it girl. And then all of a sudden she wasn't.
Yeah, I don't relate, but I never had those types of friend dynamics.
Yeah, I think just, it was like girl world in high
school. Girl world.
And it was just like rough.
It's not just in high school.
Yeah, in college too.
I think a lot of people are.
I think it could be.
Yeah, just in general.
It's not as like much now, but it's definitely a thing.
I always had groups of friends that were boys and girls when I was younger. I think that was in the acting world. There was so many girls that like I was friends with a lot of girls. So the dynamics were just not the same.
Yeah.
I never had like a group of bros that I hung out with. So.
But it is a little bit like Mean Girls, like where it's like the hot one kind of, it's
get in, loser.
Interesting.
We're going shopping.
Like yeah. She's the one who owns the car.
Yeah. Or people who went to high school attractive sometimes just start life being like, I'm incredible.
I think also if you get that type of attention in high school, it builds this confidence that not a lot of people get to build at a young age. So when you start to build it, it's so strong that when you have a friend who doesn't necessarily have it and kind of attributes their confidence to that friend, they almost feel like they owe them something.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between confidence and ego. If that girl was confident, having a guy not like her and like her friend shouldn't affect her well-being.
That's true.
Like, she should just be like, oh, I'm still attractive, cool, and awesome, even if this guy I was into doesn't like me.
It actually feels like she's very insecure.
Yeah, it sounds like it's actually...
All of her value is in men who like her, whereas this girl is like, I'm enjoying my life, I'm enjoying my friends. She's starting to build her confidence in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might also be a thing, because I also think what happens probably with people, this is really reading into it, I have no proof of this, but, you know, as you get older, too, I feel like things change, and, like, maybe throughout high school when they were teenagers and they're really young, she was the prettier one. But now they're 19, they're 20, like as they're getting older, maybe she is more attractive than she realizes as she's becoming an adult. And like, yes, she's not seeing it, but her friend has to accept that too. I don't know.
She's probably owning it. She's probably just like owning herself. And that's probably what's really attractive about her.
Yeah.
In high school, it's not just like, in high school, it's like looks, I feel like, as you get
and,
older.
And like I said, this other girl may be prettier by whatever standard, but she's not this guy's type.
Like, yeah. So. It's like such a young, limiting mindset to be like, there's one type of attraction.
Exactly. Right?
And no, then like, I think
it's very
you grow
silly
up,
to
and
me.
You're like, wait, all my friends, there's not the hot one. We're all hot, right? It's
exactly.
Like, we're all adults. We're all great. We're all, and it's not like this young, like very childish way of thinking.
Yeah, right? For sure. Anyways, messy.
No update?
No update. I mean,
damn.
Hopefully it all.
I wanted to know.
Amanda, some of these aren't going to have an update, okay?
Yeah, but I'm going to ask every time.
Cool.
I'm going to ask every time to just make sure.
Our next story comes from the Two Hot Takes subreddit. Our friend Morgan Absher over at Two Hot Takes.
We love.
Show. Ex lied about having a child, and I'm being called heartless for not staying with him in his time of need.
Did he lie about being a dad or not being a dad?
Yeah.
I, a 24-year-old woman...
Okay.
Met my 26-year-old man, ex, last year, and we started dating in December. This was posted in May, May 10th. So they met and started dating in December. Before we started dating, I told him that I did not want kids ever. I don't want the responsibility of a child. My mom still hasn't accepted it, and I'm always told I'll change my mind, but I've never felt maternal. I've known since I was 16 that being a mom slash parental figure was not for me. People always tell me I'll change my mind. He asked if I would date someone with a child, and I told him I would not date anyone with a child because that isn't what I wanted. He agreed and said he didn't want kids either. Oh. Things were great until about 2 weeks ago. I spent the night over at his house for the first time, and he seemed really fidgety with me being there.
Uh-oh.
He kept going into a different room calling someone. I asked if there was anything wrong, and he said no. I went to his kitchen to get a drink, and I saw a...
Sippy cup!
I went to his kitchen to get a drink, and I saw a...
Capri Sun!
Leveled up to dad mug, and it had a controller with a mini controller. I asked him if it was his, and he just broke down crying. I was genuinely so confused. He started blurting out that his ex-fiance got it for him when she found out she was pregnant. She had their baby in August of last year, but she passed away during childbirth. So the baby is almost a year old, but he liked me so much because I reminded him of her, and he really likes me and thinks I'd be a good mom because I'm a nurse, so I have some maternal instinct in my somewhere, which I don't understand how that translates.
Oh.
He says he was lonely and stressed out, that this was the first night in months that he hasn't had his kid with him. He always told me he had to be home from dates by 10 because of work. He gets up at like 6 a.m., I can't even describe how confused and weirded out I was. Not only that he hid that he had a child, but that he was really only with me because I reminded him of his fiance, and he wants a replacement for her. I told him I'm sorry about what he was going through, and it must be hard to be thrown into being a single dad and losing his fiance, but I am not going to be a replacement for her. I told him he should probably seek therapy to deal with it because he is still grieving. He tried to go on saying this is why I'd be a good mom and tried to show me a picture of his son. I told him I had to go and we would talk soon. I took a day to myself and then asked him to meet up so we could talk, and he brought his son.
No.
I told him he was a really nice guy and he would make someone happy, but I couldn't be with him because I told him my stance on children. He lied about having a child, and I felt like he wanted me as a replacement for his fiance. I told him he needed time to grieve and heal. He tried to beg me to rethink, but I ended it and left. We met through a mutual friend, and I guess he told her, and she said, how could I leave him in this time of need? And she picked me for him because I was similar to his fiance, and I would be a good mom if I just had the chance, and this was it, and how could I ever be a real woman if I don't have kids? We are no longer in contact, but sadly, I do have to work with her because that's how we met. I don't know why I told my mom this, knowing how she feels about me not having kids, but I thought she would be on my side or at least give me comfort. I was wrong. She said the same thing pretty much, that he was vulnerable with me and I should have tried to make it work. And how could she have raised someone who lacked empathy? Damn.
This story is making me boil over. These people that are putting this on this woman of like,
yeah, this is
you're not a good woman, you're not a good person, how dare you give up on this possible experience? The fact is, she was very clear about what she wants.
Yeah.
Regardless of judgment of her, she was very clear, and he lied. It's so unfortunate that he lost his fiance. That is so heartbreaking. But he did lie, and he keeps saying that she's a replacement or reminds him of his fiance. That's some Black Mirror shit.
I wonder, here's...
That is also horrible.
I wonder if she put her foot down about anything that wasn't a child, that wasn't what a woman should want, if they would push. Does that make sense? Like, if she was like, I don't want to live in Europe, or I don't want to, like, I don't know, like, her putting her foot down about not wanting to be a mom, I think is not respected, because they think all women should want to be moms.
I just think a lot of
that is so biased and bad.
I just not believing her, and just believing that all women are just...
And no matter what, she's allowed to want whatever she wants, but at the end of the day, I would never want to go into a relationship, even if I did like the kid or whatever, knowing that he lied.
Yeah,
and knowing that I remind him of his fiance who was passed on, he'd never live up to that, ever.
If she was my friend, and she was like, if in a different situation, she was like, I want kids more than anything else in the world. And she's like, and I met this guy, his fiance died in childbirth like 5 months ago, and he says I remind him of his ex-fiance or his fiance who just passed away. I'd be like, do not get into that situation.
Yes.
That's not going to end well.
No.
This is him in a horrible time of grief trying to mend it by replacing you for his fiance who just died. That is not going to be a solve. Somewhere down the line, years from now, this is all going to fall apart. And that's not how this works. He's in a horrible place. He has every right to demand help from everyone in his life. He could be talking to his family, friends, and being like, I need help. I am alone raising this child. He has every right to be doing that right now. But coming upon a stranger who and lying to them and trying to trick them into replacing your fiance who just passed away is the last thing you should be doing.
It's kind of giving, like, he's truly in grief. Like, he doesn't even realize. He's, like, forcing it.
In a way, knowing the whole story, I'm not as mad at him as I am the friend who picked her for him, knew the whole situation, and set this up. He is not in his right mind right now.
Neither is his friend.
No, but the friend is... The friend is...
What?
Wild. I wouldn't say a friend. I would say that's a...
No, I think it's a coworker who literally set her up to be like, you're a replacement.
Yeah.
And...
No, frankly, I think if I obviously can't relate, thank God, but if you have someone dear to you who passes away, I don't think your next relationship should be based upon they remind me just of them. Yeah. That means you are not ready.
He is giving grief.
He is not ready to be in a relationship for a long time.
Also, where is the kid all day?
I don't know. No, he said this was one of the first times that he was able to be away from the kid, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know he's a single father, so I'm sure this is really tough.
No, I bet it's so hard.
It's really hard.
And I bet his friends, like this friend, whoever that person is, just wants the best for him, and they're, like, blinded by how bad this situation is.
Correct.
That they're not thinking about outsiders that are also have lives.
But the sheer fact is that she explained what she needs.
Yeah.
She explained that she was lied to, and then people are now against her. It feels almost like a bit of a witch hunt.
There's no circumstances where you're allowed to lie and manipulate, right? He's in one of the worst situations a person could be in. You still don't have the right to lie and manipulate someone.
I think I'm just triggered by the less of a woman thing.
I think it's really triggering because it's
like, all women can't have babies, so stop making that a woman thing. All women, unfortunately, some want babies and some actually physically can't. So I am so sick of people putting that pressure on women. It's like, well, don't give up this opportunity. It's like, well, maybe I don't even have the opportunity.
Right. That's
like, I'm just like,
and it's
stop talking about having babies as like a normal, casual thing when a lot of people struggle to even have them.
And you don't even know what's going on in someone's life.
And even further, I think it's because they obviously, like, this is would be her, not her biological child. I think it's this societal pressure of like, you're a woman, you need to take care of other people. And it's like,
Especially
damn,
a man
like,
was vulnerable. It's like, he won't do that that often.
The bar,
jump on that.
The bar is so low that he's like, he was vulnerable, so you better do everything to help his life.
No, he lied and he got caught, so
no,
then
this
he
is
cried.
Very, very shitty. He blatantly lied. He said, oh, I don't even want kids. I don't even, like,
he's
fully tough. Lying
he's
to
no,
her.
No, he's deep in grief
they,
right
they
now.
They tried to fully, like, horror movie trick her into this situation.
Or in his brain, movie. He's like, I could take it back. I could rewind time.
I think
make
he's
this
not
go
well
back.
Right
he's
now.
Not
I
well.
I could fill this void quickly.
He's not well. And that's understandable. I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for the whole situation.
Yeah.
No, but like I said, there's no situation where you can lie and manipulate someone. A bunch of comments here. Every single person in this story who isn't you is a manipulative piece of shit. You have no obligation to become this guy's bang nanny. That what a set of balls on your mutual friend
wow.
and this guy. And your mother needs a timeout. You don't lack empathy. What you have is good boundaries and a healthy self-respect. If your coworker causes you any grief at work, go right to your manager/HR. Someone else said, if anyone in your life questions you about this, the answer is that he lied. Lied about his whole life. Whether it's kids, job, family, whatever, he lied. That is not the foundation for a relationship. Your work friend is a real piece of work. Lastly, someone said, you did the right thing by ending the relationship. He is a liar and a user. Your friend, who is also a liar, can step up and be his partner if she thinks he is so needy. As for your mom, ignore her guilt trip. It was never your responsibility to give her grandchildren
yeah.
or be a mom to someone else's child.
Correct.
Your duty in life is to create the life you want for yourself and take care of yourself.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Slay comments. Loving
no,
the comments.
I mean, I think the whole you'll change your mind thing is so fucked up.
I gasped when you said he brought the kid
yeah.
to the park.
Yeah.
Because that is so manipulative.
Like, oh, once she sees the kid, I really, it's really this like, such this messed up, outdated idea of like, oh, those instincts will kick in and
we
you'll become
to,
a mother. It's like.
Also, we need to stop using our kids. We need to stop putting all of our anxiety and guilt and stress and worry into our kids.
Like
what
if
we're putting all that in them and then bringing them along?
He's being so selfish in that moment. He's
and he's
not even
using the kid to seal the
yeah.
deal.
Look, I hope someday he finds a person who wants to enter his life and be
definitely.
A parent to this child, but he needs to do that from a healthy place where he's no longer grieving, mm-hmm. and he can't replace his wife.
What he should
you
be
You can't
for,
replace his fiance.
Yeah, he shouldn't be looking for someone that reminds him of his fiance. He should be looking for someone that wants to be a mother.
Yeah.
He's looking for qualities and, you know what I mean? He's actively seeing a woman say to him, I don't want to be a mom, so he should walk the other way. You know what I mean? He should
yeah.
not. That's all he should be looking for, plus what he wants. But, like, he shouldn't be looking for someone like his wife.
He should just be focusing on getting through being a single dad for 1 second
yeah.
first. And then, but sure. honestly, I do wish him happiness. I really do. Like, grief yeah. does crazy, crazy things
totally.
To you.
And then
totally.
When he does, like, hit it off with someone who wants the same things as him, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
And it won't be like shoving a puzzle piece in the space
right.
that doesn't
exactly.
fit.
No, I mean, taking it out of even this situation, like, can you imagine if you met someone who didn't have a kid who was just like, yeah, I broke up with my ex last year, looking for someone who's just like her. It's like, you'd be like, all right, that's no,
yeah.
like, that's bad.
100%.
Is there an update?
There's no update on that
and
one. Yeah. I think she got out of that one. She fully got out of
yeah.
that one.
Had to ask.
Whew. Yeah, I know. Because if you don't ask, he won't say it.
Exactly. If
yeah.
I don't ask, he'll skip right past
yeah,
the update.
Actually, most stories have updates, but when we don't ask for them, I just skip them.
Yeah. yeah. People don't know that, so.
All right. Our next story. It's another Today I Fucked Up. Today I Fucked Up by canceling my roommate's favorite TV show.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This didn't happen today, but many, many years ago when I was in college, my roommate was obsessed with this one particular TV show, which I was also a fan of, but he was very into it. He joined different forums and groups about it. He participated in chat rooms about it. He was obsessed. At the time, it was up in the air as to whether or not the show would be canceled. So, being an immature 19-year-old, I decided to have a little fun. I had recently found out about this service that would distribute anyone's article for free. Knowing that my roommate had alerts set up for everything to do with this show, I was fairly certain that if anyone was going to see what I was about to do, it would be him. I wrote an article announcing the cancellation of the show. I started it off making it sound very official and professional, and then deliberately threw some bizarre statements into the article, things that would never appear in any official announcement. I looked it over, sent it in, and promptly forgot about it. The next morning, I got up, jumped in the shower, and started getting ready for class. I heard my roommate shout, "Oh my God!" I walked back into the room and asked, "What's going on?" My roommate looked devastated. "They canceled it. They actually canceled it. They're idiots." I asked him why they had done that. He proceeded to read the rest of the article out loud. As he reached the bizarre statements, he got a confused look on his face, held his hands towards the screen, and said, "What the hell is this crap?" I burst out laughing, and my roommate realized he'd been had. He shook his head. "You're an ass. Seriously, dude? How did you even get that out there?" We had a good laugh about it. He vowed to get me back, and I went off to class. Later that day, I walked into our dorm, and my roommate had a huge grin on his face. "Congratulations, dude. You're famous," he said happily. "What did you do?" I asked. "Oh, I didn't do anything," he replied. "This is all you're doing." He sent me a link and told me to open it up. The link opened up to a post on one of the fan forums of the show. The subject was the show's cancellation, and the post was a direct copy of my fake article. Below, people were reacting with devastation and pure outrage at the network's decision to cancel the show. They had overlooked the bizarre statements and had taken the fake article as an official cancellation of the show. I couldn't believe that it had spread so far. I read page after page of devastated fans mourning the demise of their favorite show, and then the mood shifted. The creator of the show posted on the forum after he was contacted by several fans. The post was along the lines of, "Well, I hope we're not canceled because I'm at the office and working. Now I'm fielding phone calls from my writers asking if they still have jobs."
My God.
"Oh shit," I said. My roommate burst out laughing. "Oh shit is right, dude. Keep reading." As I continued to read, the tide of the comments turned from angry at the network to angry at whatever fucking fuckhead decided to pull this stunt. These people were out for my blood. They talked about tracking me down and beating the crap out of me. That was when I learned that my roommate was far from the most devoted fan. At least he found it funny. They wrote to both the network and the show creator, encouraging them to serve paperwork on the service I used to release the article in order to find out my IP, which would have traced to the college and likely resulted in disciplinary, if not legal, action against me. I spent the next 2 months thinking I was going to get expelled or arrested. Meanwhile, my roommate just laughed at me every time I got anxious and told me it served me right. The following month, the fake article was referenced by TV Guide and is still mentioned on both the IMDb and Wikipedia pages for the show. As for me, well, I haven't spoken about this in many years, and I'm still choosing to use a throwaway because my regular account has a bit too much of me on it. What show do we think it was? Oh, man.
Lost?
Maybe it was Lost. This feels...
It doesn't say?
Not as of yet. But what's funny is this clearly is old because I feel like this shit happens every day now.
I was going to say,
social
this
media.
Is like early fake news.
Also, something that boils my blood, but everybody does it, is reading the title of an article and not reading the article.
Yeah.
Everybody does it. Everybody fucking does it now.
I do it.
Okay. When I was studying psychology, taking like research classes, and they talk about research, and then knowing that whenever like a popular article or magazine or something says like, "Study proves this," like, it's never believe it because studies never prove anything. Studies support the idea of something, but there's never a study that proves something.
Oh, no.
But then they post an article saying, study proves that drinking a glass of wine every night decreases cancer risk. And it's like,
that's well, not it does.
Red that's wine not
does.
True.
Yes,
no.
it does.
Red wine it's, does.
Everybody knows that. A glass of red wine, it improves your heart. Life and decreases cancer
it
risk.
It cures your heart. I've read so many article titles.
Look.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Okay. But I'm saying, just don't, a title does not give you anything.
Nobody's
and they're
right.
manipulating the title to make you go like, oh, wow.
But this is the issue with the internet. This is a really tame version of the scary shit that can happen when you give everyone the ability to like just be a reporter. Because you could just report anything. And this is like a tame version of what I feel like the last like 10 years has been.
Yeah. Comments, how well written did it have to be that the writers got convinced? The OP said, to be honest, it was pretty bad. On top of that, the company that put out the article made several edits to it before putting it out that made it make no sense. One that I remember was, we can't justify production costs became, we can justify production costs. Someone on the forum even commented on how poorly edited it was. Someone else said, I think you'd be protected as it's a parody and it's not your fault they believed your lie.
What is the show?
Update.
Yes!
Okay, last guess. So this
I don't think
it's a show. I can give you some hints because I know the answer.
Okay.
It is a TV show.
I don't think it's a show.
It's a TV show.
It's a showrunner would.
Right. It's a TV show.
Is it a reality show?
No.
No,
it's not a reality show. It's a show that did get canceled. So, and they were saying, like, oh, it's a show that was always seemed like it was going to get canceled. It didn't run that long, but it had a very strong fan base.
Pushing Daisies or something?
That's a really good
guess. That's a really good guess.
Like something that was
It's from a little bit earlier.
Roswell?
No, I like that guess, though. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. It's a teenage girl, and she's a detective.
Alex Mack? No, that's Nickelodeon.
Joan.
Wait, she's a teenage girl.
Not Joan of Arcadia.
Not Harriet the Spy, the show.
Joan of Arcadia was such a funny show. Hold on.
She's a hot teen.
I think
the
maybe,
girl who was God in high school.
No.
She's a hot teen.
But around that era, maybe a little bit, around that era.
Alias.
No.
That's too adult.
No.
So Sabrina.
All right, guys, no. Just woke up to see that someone guessed correctly that it was Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars.
I'm so dumb. Emily
you
literally asked me if I knew Veronica Mars today.
Yeah. This happened in 2006.
Jesus Christ. Kristen Bell.
My comments may still need manual approval, so I don't know if they're showing up, but as promised, I can confirm that it was Veronica Mars and Rob Thomas joined the Television Without Pity forums to confirm the show was not canceled. The forums are since defunct, so the link on the page is dead, but here is where it was. But I know the show did get, it ended pretty, earlier than it should have.
Or I feel like say. That's what
but they I know it was such a big deal that, remember, it got, a kickstarted movie, sequel? I know that the fan base for it was
they did a parody of it and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, remember?
Yes, they did.
Of that?
Yeah.
I feel like this kind of thing, what happened here, happens in gossip mags and politics all the time where someone says something and they're like, oh my God, it's true. Oh my God, oh my God.
Star magazine.
But it doesn't really happen a lot in entertainment because you're Survivor was canceled.
This wouldn't be as big of a deal nowadays because I feel like on Twitter every day some sort of false information spreads.
Veronica Mars.
But back then, this stuff would spread and the source would be hard to find.
Yeah.
So it's not because with the internet now, you can just really figure it out immediately.
Messy. Very messy.
You ready for the next story?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Got an Am I the Asshole post here.
Okay.
Ooh, fun.
Classic. Am I the asshole for telling my husband he's too broke to be so sexist? Okay, let's hear him out. Throwaway account. So my husband comes from a traditional family. Mom's a stay-at-home mom, father was a sole provider. I come from the opposite. My mother pretty much forbade me from ever being financially dependent on a man and drilled that into me early on. My husband worked hard to unlearn the values he saw replicated at home. He often more than pulled his weight at home, was an engaged and present father and a genuine partner. The one thing that grinds my gears is how much weight he puts on the opinions of his family. I get that we all want our parents to be proud of us, but this is too much. My in-laws are staying with us for 2 weeks. Our usual MO is I prep breakfast, we all eat lunch at work/school, and my husband makes dinner. We have a cleaner, but she's on holiday, so in the meantime, we're do-it-yourselfing the cleaning where it's down to everyone to keep their space clean and common spaces we all clean. This is how we've always done it, and it works. My in-laws hate that I'm one of those modern women. They hate that I work. They hate that I don't find my purpose in being a wife and mother. And they hate that my husband pulls his weight at home.
Oh.
We spoke pretty frankly early on where I established my boundaries and told them I won't be chastised about how I live my life in my home. When I am a guest in their home, I accommodate their ways and play the daughter-in-law they wish I was. They have, for the most part, respected this. I got home yesterday after work, tired and starving. I typically get home 6:15, 6:30, and we eat at 7 p.m. I said quick hellos and ran up for a pre-dinner shower. When I came down, I went to the kitchen to help set up for dinner and found nothing ready. I asked my husband about it, but he wouldn't look at me, and his mother answered that he hadn't cooked anything. She told me I needed to do my duty as a wife and cook for my family. My coward of a husband still wasn't looking at me. I just walked away and ordered takeaway. I dished up for me and my kids, and we sat at the table to eat. My husband and his parents served themselves and joined us. My mother-in-law was still going on about what was wrong with me and why I was a failure. I asked my husband if he had anything to say. He said his mother had a point and it wouldn't hurt if I acted more like a proper woman and took better care of my home and children. He said tradition was tradition for a reason, and it was kind of insulting that I thought I was too good for how he was raised. This is where I might be an asshole. I told him tradition won't allow a man on $35,000 to support a family of five, and he was too broke to be so sexist. He looked hurt, and I saw tears welling in his eyes. He excused himself from the table. I regret saying this in front of our children, but him saying that to me after I'm busting my ass to clean up his mess on top of having to deal with his parents was too much for me. Am I the asshole?
Nope.
Nope.
You are not the asshole.
You're asking your husband fucking...
Yeah. Especially, yeah, in front of your kids saying, yeah, I wish you were more of a proper woman. Like, that's
so gross. Crazy. It teaches them something that they've discussed as a couple that they don't want to teach.
I'm already pissed at him for tolerating his mom's behavior in front of his wife and in front of his kid.
Yeah.
Like, that already sucks that he's still like a child.
Did the mom say, don't cook?
I guess so.
Wait till she gets home.
Yeah, what was he doing, just sitting there?
He was like, well, she's going to be so mad. It's like, dude, buck the fuck up.
Yeah.
Was he just like reading in the other room? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That would make me so furious.
Her response is not an asshole response because he was already such an asshole to her.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I guess it is assholey to like demean someone for how much they make.
But he demeaned her.
But it absolutely is. He beat her to it. Like,
she matched his asshole.
Yes, yes. But he, it feels like she spoke out of anger and spoke because she was pushed from a long fucking day.
Yep.
So she said that because she was so pissed. Like, sure, she said an assholey thing, but he's an asshole.
The ultimate reality is the nature of the economy and salaries and how expensive everything is with how hard it is to make money nowadays does not permit that traditional lifestyle that mom was used to.
Well said. Yeah.
You know, correct. We have to live into to multiple income households nowadays to even afford rent.
Correct.
But in this situation where it's just about pettiness of what they're doing, like she had every right to be an asshole to him.
We don't always have the luxury to be a stay-at-home person.
I don't know how anyone.
The modern woman, it's like, what do you mean? That's the world we live in.
You literally, one of you has to make so much money for one person to not work.
And also,
nowadays.
I'm so sick of like women doing these things and getting like blamed for it and chastised for it. Where it's like, if he was out working all day, like. He would be so pissed if there was no food there. He was working all day.
This feels like the mom a lot.
It's
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, these older generation just don't understand the world.
Also, buzzkill that your mom is, like, taking over and you're whimpering in the corner. Like, to be honest, as a wife, I'd be like, you can sleep outside, bro.
He's a little baby.
Not cute.
He's simply a little baby.
It doesn't make you look less than when you're getting dinner for your wife. It makes you look less than when you listen to your mommy.
Exactly.
While she acts like it's the 50s.
It's okay that you make less and are making dinner. Like, what? That's hot. That is a man. That sounds fucking hot. The fact that you're whimpering behind your mom is like, yikes.
Pathetic.
How is this still happening?
Comments.
Truly.
Oh, it's prevalent of just parents.
It's so
still
gross.
Yeah. Comments, sucks the kids were there for it, but he deserved worse. Not the asshole. Should have ordered only enough food for you and the kids. OP said, I wanted to, but I couldn't quite bring myself to do it. Someone said under that, I love that you ordered enough. You did your duty and fed your family.
Yep.
So they can't be mad. And you did it as an income provider also. It's like a double kill them with kindness kick. That's what's also crazy. Like, the mom knows she is also working a job, but also expects her to still do this.
It's also a sick life, dude. My mom was always working and always came home late and had the best takeout for us. We'd be like, yes, we got CPK! Instead of, like, meatloaf.
Yeah.
We'd get, like, freaking El Pollo Loco, and it was awesome.
That sounds amazing.
Someone else said, curious, what is your salary contribution compared to his? I would find it even more hilarious if you are the main breadwinner. He had the nerve to say that to you. She said, I am the main breadwinner. He hasn't always earned so little. He made some bad decisions, nothing illegal or immoral, just stupid, which cost him his job and savings. This is what pissed me off more, that I'm working hard to cover the shortfall while he works on getting back on his feet, and he has the nerve to say that to me.
Yeah.
Damn.
I think he is also speaking from, like, anxiety and insecurity and fear and pain, because he doesn't feel good that he fucked up and is earning less, probably. But it's also like, dude, like, let go of your pride and ego right now and just, this is our home.
Yeah. So many men's insecurities leads them to want to belittle their partner in the hopes that they feel small and won't, like, think, realize they are so
sad.
Great. But I'm like, if you do that, you're going to eventually push your partner away. Like, she is closer to divorce than she probably was before because he tried to do this to her.
Yeah.
The mom is feeding his deepest, darkest insecurities, and she's validating those insecurities for him and is like, you gotta tell her. Because the thing is, what's tough is, like, I wanna say the mom's a villain, but she's not. That's the way she was raised. That's the world that she was in.
But it's
that's
up to
all
him.
She knows.
It's up to him to protect his marriage.
He has to change
his mother. It's like when they got married, that's a them issue. Like, she has no say in his wife's finances or the way she lives her life.
It's up to him to set boundaries and protect his family, and they're going to be doing things differently.
It's all ridiculous. It's amazing how much comes down to cooking. Like, I've pointed out a lot about how many men do believe they should not cook at all is so wild to me.
It's maybe because they grew up and they never had to cook.
But also that's like resistance to it. This, like, this belief of, like, it is morally wrong to do it is crazy to me because, like, I don't know. Like, when I got really into cooking, I almost, in my view, I think it's just a general cool thing, but I always feel like it's, like, when I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, I feel like a man when I'm
like, you're providing.
Fuck yeah.
You feel like such an adult. I don't view it as a gender thing, but I think if anything, moving forward, I feel like it's such an opportunity for families to do it all together.
Show love. Like, feeding your partner and your family is the definition of, like, protecting and providing and showing love.
Lastly, someone said, I don't even think it has to necessarily be some horrible thing that the kids know the family can't get by on dad's salary alone. Not being able to support a family of five on a single income is nothing to be ashamed of. I hope OP explains that to the children, and her husband for that matter. Frankly, the real problem here seems to be that the husband is a bit of a pushover, which is particularly problematic when he's around his bulldozer of a mother. Husband needs therapy. Mother-in-law needs to back the fuck off if she wants to continue being welcomed into their home. I also wonder what this situation was just stupid thing, which cost him his job and his savings. What I feel bad for the kids is that they're seeing the situation where their parents are like,
throwing these insults at each other instead of communicating effectively. They're witnessing the mom probably giving them mixed messages. They're not getting like a straightforward like boundaries and being
taught. They're adaptable though. I do think that like kids know a lot and they'd rather, yes, you shouldn't fight in front of your kids, but sometimes it's like kids, it's better to just communicate with them what that was.
Kids aren't stupid.
No.
Too. Like they recognize what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is there an update?
There's no update on that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to our final story.
Okay. Our final mess.
Here we go. This last one comes from Am I the Asshole, but it ended up on Best of Redditor Updates.
Uh-oh.
You're going to get all your updates here.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
Yes!
People are going to reconcile or they're going to come back for more.
Yeah.
All right, I hear this is a doozy. Am I the asshole for asking my friends what flavor their wedding cake is? Seems harmless.
Oh, we're fucked.
What possibly could happen?
Could go wrong. Everything.
What do you, what?
Because wedding is involved. Everything.
Food.
Cake.
I, a 22-year-old woman, am in the wedding party of my friends we will call M, 25-year-old woman, and Ro, a 25-year-old man, who will be getting married in about 2 months. I have been really excited for the wedding since it'll be an opportunity for all the friends from college to get together for the first time in 2 years. Not to mention, M and Ro are my best friends, or at least I thought they were.
Spikes the camera.
Or at least I thought they were.
We have a Discord for all the wedding stuff, and they have a channel about food. They've been really good about being open about the food they intend to have at the reception, including vegan/vegetarian/gluten-free options for everyone and answering questions, so I didn't think there would be any contention if I asked a question. Anyway, about 4 days ago, I posted a message into the Discord asking, hey, what flavor is the cake gonna be? I wanna mentally prepare myself, LOL. I think looking back, my choice of extra words is what caused all of this, but I meant it in the sense that I have a long documented dislike of chocolate-flavored foods like cake or ice cream, so I added it in the event the cake was chocolate. I received a private message back that the cake would be chocolate and that if I had a problem with it, then I could shove it, because it was their wedding, not mine. And I felt really taken aback by this response. Never did I mention that I would have been upset, and I certainly wouldn't have put up a stink about it. It's exactly like M had said, it's their wedding. I explained as much and tried to apologize for any offending I did, but she got even more defensive and started basically blasting me for implying that she was offended, and I was just left overall very confused. I gave it 2 days before I tried to apologize again and smooth it over, figuring she may have just been having a bad day, but I got shut down again, telling me she didn't need my apology because nothing was wrong and I needed time to stop trying to make it seem like shit was wrong between us and to just drop it. I texted Ro to see if I could gauge what was going on since he and I have always had an open dialogue about things like this, but he basically just told me he couldn't talk to me right now and I have to imagine it's because M told him not to. It's been 2 days since then, and I'm just really confused. This whole thing has made me want to drop out of the wedding party and honestly not go at all. I wish Ro would talk to me and M would be honest. I can't help but think maybe I just don't get how stressful planning a wedding is, and like maybe they've gotten pushback from other people on other things and somehow it's being taken out on me? Or is it really a big no-no to ask stuff like this? I don't know. This is the first wedding I have ever gone to, so am I the asshole?
The shove it is making me laugh.
Hey, so shove it.
So hard.
It's chocolate, so shove it.
It's making me laugh so hard.
Okay.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Can I say, she might have had a million people go, I can't eat this, I need vegan, I blah, blah, blah. And it was probably the last one, and that was the friend that she trusted the most to go, it's fucking chocolate. Shove it.
And she's like, you know what? Get off my ass.
Yeah, I'm done.
From everything I understand about weddings, and especially if it's like, it's what, it's like 2 days or...
Stress.
In about 2 months. You know, I know it's stressful. So if it's like, hey, what flavor is the cake? So I can be prepared. It's going to be chocolate, so shove it. I'd be like, you got it. Like, it's just like, okay. Like,
also, I think the couple... sharing all the food ideas with their wedding party is a mistake.
Because you're giving them a seat at the table.
When you give them a seat at the table, then they can ask questions.
You're the godfather?
They can ask questions. She was like, here's the food options. So then someone goes, okay, what are the dessert options?
Yeah.
She goes, get off my fucking back.
Yeah, it's like, well, you opened up the door to an entire wedding party of food. Never do that.
Look.
No, these are the food options.
And look.
You notice them when you're there. There you go.
Here's the thing. I've talked shit about dry weddings and all sorts of stuff, and I'm like, if I get invited to a wedding, I'm not going to try to say anything. I'm just like, I'm going, and it's your wedding. You get to decide everything.
Yeah, you just go.
Like, if I show up and it's like, hey, for dinner, we're having cardboard. I'd be like, I guess we're having cardboard.
Correct. I bitch on the way home, but I'm not going to bitch to the bride on a dinner.
Yeah, talk shit to your friends.
You go, yum, cardboard is delicious. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Also, I'm sorry. Cardboard is so
you guys
delicious.
Are a beautiful
congratulations.
Couple.
Congratulations. The cardboard was beautiful.
My this cardboard pairs well with this Merlot.
It was absolute congratulations. I hope you guys.
Why are we Mark Wahlberg right now?
Hey.
Here's my question. Why? I agree. I agree with what the general consensus is. But I also am like, why does this guest have to know the flavor of the cake?
True.
And I will say, I
true.
Can understand.
You give a mouse a cookie.
I understand with the amount of pressure of saying like, hey, what flavor is the cake so I can mentally prepare myself is like.
It's a little rude.
And also, here's also a mistake, I think. Here's a mistake. Writing things out and typing it out and sending it via that can be read so many wrong ways.
Did
like,
she say LOL after, too?
Yeah, she did.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nail in the coffin.
I would not be asking that question to the bride and groom over Discord. I would have asked the person, like, hey, what flavors is the cake going to be, you know?
And then she just goes, boom!
Yeah.
She flies back.
I
it's
don't know.
Chocolate!
I think there's a lot of history here.
Wait, so there's more shit happening.
Oh, we're
there's
about to
an
have
update.
A million updates. Okay.
I can't wait.
The verdict, though, was asshole, which, you know, I will say, like, I think because I saw that verdict, that's also making me a little biased, but
I don't think they're an
the
asshole.
Way
I think
it's worded.
Kind of
I don't think they're, I think as of right now, to me, I'd be like, you're an asshole, but it's like, you know, maybe you're an asshole.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is fine. But like, I'm going, their response is intense, but maybe because they're stressed out, maybe because of underlying things.
I'd be like, that's Jack. He's an asshole. He makes everything about the cake.
Yeah. But
like, Mark Wahlberg right
But her, here. I will say, her saying, I'm thinking about dropping out of the wedding party. I'd be like, you're making this about you.
Yeah. Okay.
I do think sometimes, especially when they're dealing with the wedding, her apologizing so much and like asking
making it
is
worse.
Like she's making it about her, and it's like you need to you're being selfish.
Back up. We told you to shove it.
Just walk away. Okay. First update.
Oh my God, there's multiple. First.
From username Ro, apparently. Yes, the Ro from the story.
Shove it has entered the chat.
Fuck up.
Not shove it. That was the bride.
That was M. Shove it's betrothed.
Ro. This is Ro. But she reached out to Ro, and Ro was like, hey, I can't talk right now.
I can't talk to you. M's
okay.
Gonna kill me.
He responds saying, hey, Izzy, not surprised you didn't share the whole story. You never do. Just like last year's surprise party for M. TLDR, Izzy here spoiled the surprise and tried to claim my present was hers. I'm Ro, the groom-to-be. I don't do Reddit, but my best man does and frequents this thread. He saw this post, and it was so obvious it's you. This whole cake thing did happen, but it is not the whole story and did not go the way Izzy claims.
Okay.
First off, cake was not her only complaint. You refused to have a joint bachelor/bachelorette dinner because I have poor taste. You said my suit was tacky because I wanted white and not traditional black. You whined about the bridesmaids' dresses being purple because you wanted ivory. Any decision we've made, there's always a complaint. And M has done nothing but be patient and try and find common ground. She should not have to change her wedding choices for you. Second, we never told you to shove it. M only messaged you privately because she was tired of having to argue in the group chat. Everyone else is tired of your bullshit, too, so we didn't want to bother them with it. It's a cake. Eat it or don't. Eat it or yeet it. You have hated me ever since I joined the friend group, and that's fine, but you will not ruin M's day because of your pettiness. If you care about her, then honor her decisions. Of course M is different, because she grew the fuck up. All of us did except you. My God, you're fucking 22. Stop acting like a spoiled teenager. Chocolate cake will not kill you. By the way, asshole, I'm 26, not 25. Pay attention. I wasn't angry about this until you decided to go on the internet for pity. It's pathetic and immature. For the record, M double-checked my response. She signed off on it. Get it together.
Shove it.
So we went from being like, ah, you're kind of an asshole, to, oh, you're apparently an asshole.
Oh, she didn't tell the whole story.
She didn't tell any of it.
She's like, all I did was ask what the flavor of the cake was.
Yeah.
What a nightmare person if you're going to go on the internet to a bunch of anonymous people and just tell a fake story just to feel
I was going to say yourself. The comment when she said chocolate cake, she goes,
so I can brace myself or whatever. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
That doesn't that feel like felt, a one and
exactly,
done.
Exactly. That felt like.
This is always what I think with so many Reddit stories of like.
They're hiding.
I can't believe.
Are you telling
Ro
us 1% of the story?
Went on there.
The vitriol in. I know she's the most insufferable person because of the amount of vitriol in his writing. I couldn't help but just be like.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Oh,
became Ro.
He hates her.
Feels like this person has had a problem with everything.
Ivory, bridesmaid dresses. That's white. Ivory is for the flower girls if you have them. That's basically white.
Careful, because you're eating chocolate cake. It's going to get on it.
Careful. That's right.
What a mess. I love that.
But caught.
She responds.
Tell me she says
she's going to try to respond at this point. No, if you're this person and that happens, you need to log off.
You need to log off.
She should have walked away before. She should have walked away at Shove It, which apparently even didn't happen. Shove It was never said.
Shove It is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It really is.
But wasn't said. It was apparently not like that. Okay, update from this lady. It's pathetic and immature to anonymously post asking for advice on Reddit, but you coming here starting shit and posting my real name isn't. Okay, Marcus. Since we're not hiding anymore, how does it feel to have your shit aired for real? Here's how I know M didn't sign off, because she never would have agreed to using my real name. You're just trying to get me upset at her too. She's my best friend, and I should have known you'd do this. You always try to manipulate us into being mad at each other. Case in point, when I had planned this really awesome dinner for just her and I, and you had to plan her surprise party for the same day. I just wanted alone time with my best friend, but you couldn't wait one day for the party. M has known me far longer than you, and I'm sure I know her better than you do, but I've kept my mouth shut because I love her and just want her to be happy. I complain about everything, then how come I've never said anything about the hundreds of times you've made M cancel plans with me to go hang out with you? I just wanted my BFF to spend a little time with me. We're not allowed to have sleepovers anymore because it makes you uncomfy, or take a girl's trip for the weekend because it's too expensive. Sorry you can't take care of her like I can. Some of us can afford rent. Clearly this was never about the cake and more so about you hating me. I was fine when you joined the friend group, but you clearly weren't fine with mine and M's relationship. You've been the same towards some of her other friends who I'm sure would agree. Get a life, Marcus. Stop trying to take mine.
Oh my God.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Let me tell
this
you right now.
This fucking rocks.
This
fucking rocks.
This is so fucking relatable. When best friends and a boy comes in,
it gets fucking scary. Sometimes the depths of hell.
The depths
are
of hell.
When a protective best friend gets pushed aside for a boyfriend, shit comes out.
It's nasty.
Oh, I've like, seen some gross shit right now.
It's a worse breakup than a marriage.
100%. I think sometimes
I've experienced it.
Yes. No, I've seen some crazy shit.
I've experienced it, and it gets nasty. The sleepover part made me go, oh God, oh God, oh God. Like,
And it's like you're losing. Here's the thing. There are so many layers to this, even though there's a clear asshole. I will say,
girls, when
they're losing their best friend and you're single, and you were both single girlies out here, they're like fucking, sometimes they get really mad.
They get really, really
and
mad.
Honestly, I'll be frank, in college, I was this way. My friend was like, she got a boyfriend and started being so different, and suddenly I was like, I hate him, I hate her, I hate him.
Oh,
I hate
so
her.
It's you.
No, but I think I've been on both ends.
But did you take it out on
no,
her?
No, and I didn't go this crazy.
You're allowed to feel
yeah,
things.
But some people lose it.
I have experienced this, and it has gotten a little bit bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's gotten almost like I burned her house down. Like, I ruined her life. I left her and the family that we don't have. Like, we can't cuddle anymore. Like, we can't sleep over anymore. And I'm like, when were we doing that really before? It gets very, very, very messy.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because it's like, it's so easy to blame the woman who's, like, on her own and she lost her best friend. It's so easy to blame it, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
Because then the boyfriend comes in and is like, this is all mine. This is all my territory.
It gets so messy.
This situation is fucking wild. This is too far.
Okay.
There's more?
Oh, guys, this keeps going. All right, Marcus responds.
Marcus!
He's like, meet me on the thread. Meet me on the thread.
This is between Marcus and Izzy. Holy fuck.
Marcus responds to Izzy, the plan was for you to distract her while we set up the party by taking her to a movie, not going to the movies, then taking her to dinner and telling her of the party. We waited hours expecting y'all to be back. I have never once made M cancel. She always did that on her own and not frequently at all. You have had plenty of time alone with her. Just because she spends time with me too doesn't mean I'm forcing her to. And yes, a trip to multiple countries across Europe is very much too expensive. We already live paycheck to paycheck, which you know. I know money isn't a concern for you, but it very much is for us. Not all of us have apartments paid for by dad. Nobody else seems to think the same things about me, and if I'm wrong, I will gladly listen and change. But that requires communication directly, not anonymous Reddit posts. You may have known her longer, but you clearly don't know M well. You fail to see how miserable your comments and attitude have made her these past few months. For her sake, knock it off.
Knock it off?
Shove it.
Oh, God.
Knock it off, shove it.
Yeah.
Get out of my life and shut up.
Well, you shove it. For her sake, knock it off.
Knock it off? Shove it. Dude. He is airing out. Daddy paid for the apartment. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna tell them.
She
about
started
the dad
it though.
Part.
She started it though.
And if I know her, she came back, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
Of course she did.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Of course she did. She probably refreshed this page until it was there.
I love that we're getting in the weeds of this surprise party bullshit.
Yeah, I know. The
He's
surprise.
Like, we waiting there for an hour.
Yeah, and they're all like this. Is she there? Happy. Oh, God, she's not there yet.
Oh, but what
That's
about
That's so messed up to, like, have a surprise party planned and be like, okay, you'll take her to the movies and then come back. And then she just, like, goes to dinner afterwards
M
and just...
is probably so stressed out right
she's
now.
She's just like,
oh, yeah.
I can't imagine about to get married and my fucking fiancé and my best friend are having this happen.
And I would die. He's villainizing her to her, being like, look what he's doing. Look what she's doing.
And the only one losing is M.
Truly.
Truly.
God, knock it off.
Knock it off.
All right, Izzy responds.
Stop it. Come on, Izzy, here she comes. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Paid by daddy?
Woo!
Real mature asshole. You know I work hard like everyone else. It's not my fault my parents made better decisions than yours and can actually help their kids.
Right.
All right, she just lost. She,
I mean, she lost
Izzy,
before.
Izzy, don't do that move.
Izzy's been
losing a while.
Izzy's coming back with the iron claw and she's using it on herself.
Oh, you're shaming his parents for not making enough money.
You just... Uh-oh. Blamed everyone's parents.
Cat on the field, Izzy.
You just insulted everyone. And of course I wasn't just going to take her to the movies on her birthday, a ruse or not.
I was going
to
kiss her too.
I was also going to have a threesome with her and this guy we met. And of course I wasn't just going to take her to the movies on her birthday, a ruse or not. It was still her birthday and she's my friend and I love her and wanted to take her to an actually decent meal other than the shitty pizza you brought for her. Also, yeah, maybe you didn't tell M to cancel, but knowingly asking for plans when we had them is basically the same thing. Before you, she was fine. She had everything she needed. And for all of you in the comments saying I have a crush or want to fuck M, you're delusional and know nothing about me. We're best friends. I love her. She loves me. Not my fault we have natural chemistry that everyone over the internet can feel, but it's not like that. Marcus?
We're not saying that because we feel anything.
We don't feel it. We're being told it.
No, I think you're saying
we're going to get hit.
Marcus, you're an asshole. You've been an asshole since day one. Just admit you're not the guy who can give her what she needs and move the fuck on and leave us alone.
Everyone on the internet can feel our chemistry. What do you mean?
What the fuck?
I don't feel
any
chemistry.
M is not here. Final update from Marcus.
He's going to end it.
Oh.
You're proving my point. I'm not going to argue over Reddit anymore over this, especially if you're going to talk about my parents like that when you know full well why they aren't rich.
Oh.
Either message us in private or drop it altogether. If this is how you really feel, don't bother coming to the wedding.
Mic drop.
Shove it, Izzy!
All because I knew it.
I think, unfortunately, there with all we have to work with Reddit posts, her saying about their parents who don't have as much money as her parents... it's not my fault that they made better decisions and can actually help their kids. I'm like, you lost me.
Yeah.
You unfortunately lose me with those types of statements.
I mean, there was a lot of statements she lost.
I think
she lost me, but it's like that. That's a character shower.
I think what's hard too is like I can see that the commenters were like, oh, you're gay for a lesbian or whatever. It's like, that's so gross to think like that. There are actually best friends who are. Are like family, and I
know for
it.
Sure. And
when you blame that,
being a girl, and like I don't know, being a single girl, like in your 20s,
yes.
Sometimes that bond is so deep and so strong,
so
and it
deep.
Doesn't have to. Be
I would
gay.
Say, I would say, it doesn't
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
in this
matter.
Situation.
Yeah. But then it's a betrothal to her, right? And she's feeling, and it's bringing out a monster.
Well, she's like, not respecting M because M has made a decision. She's getting married to this person that she's making a commitment to, whether he's a man, woman, whatever. She made a commitment, and it's like, you either go with us or you don't. And I do think the cake question was a deeper question.
She got caught. She fucking got caught.
Yeah.
I'll say, I don't know if this is like devil's advocate or a bad thing to say, but I think at some point, I feel like I would have wanted Marcus to step aside and this be between.
I kind of agree with you.
Because it was kind of like my toy.
Yes. Yeah,
rather than it. M being like, these are my boundaries.
Yeah.
If you love me, you'll respect my boundaries.
It seems like
because
me, yes.
what Izzy's using against Marcus is being like, M doesn't want this. So we can stop that way of thinking by entering the chat and being like, hey, these are the things I want. I need you to treat my fiance with respect, and then I need this birthday party to go this way or whatever the fuck.
You're so right.
I think in many ways, I see that. Although I think Izzy's ultimately the biggest asshole here.
Yeah.
I could see why the argument of Marcus is an asshole too.
Yep.
I know it's anonymous, but it's not anonymous to all their friends. It's not going to be anonymous to the whole wedding party. And this whole thing is now going to make, this is what the topic
and
of conversation
And M could be
is.
So freaking exhausted.
Oh, M is probably exhausted, but this is what they're all going to talk about. And honestly, this is what a lot of the friends are going to remember from this
M
whole
said,
thing.
Don't talk to Izzy because this is what she didn't want. To be honest, both of them are not respecting her boundaries at all.
No, they should have. I think if Marcus saw this, he should have told Em, like, hey, she made this post online about this.
And they should have.
And then it should have been like, what do we do from here? But like.
Because at some point, it's ego.
Yeah, Marcus did say in his first post that Em read it and gave the sign off for him to
But then Izzy
back.
Said, I don't believe that because she would never use my real name. I don't know who to trust.
But if I was Em, I'd be like. I'm signing off, but don't get in there because it's going to get dirty. Like you know what I mean? You're throwing.
I think the reality is here's Izzy saying, like, it's her best friend, but she doesn't respect her friend at all. She wants full control.
I don't think either of them are respecting what M wants. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're, like, friends with all of them now?
Yeah, I want to go to this wedding.
You know, I really feel their chemistry.
I really feel, like, because here we are. We're like, but Izzy wanted this. No, but M wanted this.
And she just wanted the brides in purple dresses and not ivory.
Oh.
No, but I'll tell you what it is. It's messy.
It's very messy.
So
when is the wedding and when should we head there?
The wedding in about 2 months. The wedding will be happening not yet.
Okay, hold on.
So there could
be help us find this.
I let's go. Imagine Smosh crashes the wedding.
And we just bring copious amounts of chocolate cake.
Oh my God, and we have forks and we just go, I'm excited to try the cake.
I don't think there's any world where Izzy's gonna end up at this wedding.
No, but we should be there
to
support
him.
You think so?
I think Izzy is 100% not gonna let her best friend get married without
her. Not unless
her there.
We stop her.
I think Izzy is gonna show up. 100%.
And whether she's invited or not.
Correct.
I need more updates. Wait, I've never been
now
invested in a Reddit story.
Now you're me.
I need more updates on this because the wedding's going to happen. Who's going? What's happening? What's the cake?
Well, Ro's going.
There are ultimately bigger messes that we read today, but this one is the best one because this is some like Vanderpump Rules shit.
Uh-huh. This is Bravo. This is Bravo coded.
This is dumb. Because the heart of it.
Because they're arguing for ego, not for like anything.
The heart of it has to be stupid. Stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Right? It is, you're right, it's pure ego. There's no actual, like, I mean, there's stakes that it's a wedding and stuff, but like, nobody's dying. No,
and that's why
no, like,
all the.
Whereas, like, the child one earlier is ultimately the messiest situation.
But that's why you said Vanderpump is a great comp.
That's sad. That wouldn't be reality television. This is reality television.
Yes, it's
a producer.
For the Vanderpump girlies, it's James going, it's not the pasta!
No, a producer would hear about Izzy and be like, you've got a show. We're giving you a show on TLC.
I mean, I got chills when you said the wedding is in a month. I'm like, maybe we could watch.
Maybe right? They'll live stream the wedding.
Right? And you know what? That's probably toxic of me.
Oh.
I think that this person
yeah.
It's on Reddit.
Yeah.
It's
I
on
know,
Reddit.
But I'm just going to take a step back and recognize well, that.
They're still anonymous to us.
Life is sex and sex is power.
Yeah.
So,
power is cake.
And power is cake.
Power is asking what kind of fucking cake it is to the bride and groom.
I need more updates. I quite literally, like, need them.
Angela, you
sorry.
Have to ask, otherwise he won't give it.
I have some airline points. I will go anywhere.
Whoa, look. Maybe it's in California.
They're like, who's this squirrel girl that's just like hanging out?
What is this squirrel girl thing?
What is this squirrel girl thing? It's the second time you said it.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. What do people call me? A hamster?
A gerbil? A gerbil?
Something?
A squirrel is very different.
It's all the same shit. It's all gerbil.
That was messy.
That was nasty.
That was really.
I can't get over
it. I need to watch this wedding.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, because that was crazy.
I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, that was a ride. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, I guess, for having us. I'm disturbed.
Let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd like for us to cover on the show. And we'll see you next time, next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.
Woo. It's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Get your pancakes
stories.
Out of the oven.
Get your pancakes out.
Hey, guys, I'm really sorry back there for when I said that.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.